Well, dog parks are becoming very much the thing, and there's one that's going to be opening in the next few weeks in Heathcote. We thought we'd catch up and find out a bit more about that. Aaron Lindsay is with us, the authorised spokesperson on dog parks. Aaron, that'll look good on the old CV. Good morning.
Yeah, we'll do something different, Robbo, yeah.
Hey, dog parks, though, gee, they're wonderful. I don't have a dog, but I went with a friend who has one to the dog park in Bendigo. And it's like the dogs know. You just let them off the lead, and there's no aggro, but they just go nuts. And they enjoy themselves so much.
Oh, look, they're fascinating. So 2 years ago, we opened two new dog parks in Bendigo, one in California Gully and one in Kangaroo Flat. And it's just been amazing to watch the response to those new parks, which have exceeded our expectations.
It also, I guess, signs off on a potential problem at times when dogs are being walked on the street. And, of course, people still walk their dogs on the street on their leads and that sort of thing in many cases as well. But to sort of put them in a position where they can be safe and most importantly, in most cases, they can be off lead.
Well, that's right. And I think one of the things that we don't appreciate sometimes with dog parks is it's great for the dogs to recreate, but it's also about the owners. So they're really good social spots. So, you know, they provide an opportunity to interact with other dog owners and, like you were saying, in a really safe fashion, and also for the owners to get out and do some recreation as well.
I can't think of the name of the TV series, but there was a TV series where a bloke used to beg his friends for him to borrow their baby in the pusher so they could go out in the park and meet women. And I reckon there could be a bit of social interaction going on with the old dog parks as well. You know, make sure you borrow a friend's really good looking dog, and yeah, so it could be people before too long you could have the first marriage at a dog park. You never know. Yeah, it'd be quite interesting.
We're pretty excited to be at the point where we're just about to open the new dog park in Heathcote. So we're just putting the finishing touches on it at the moment and just waiting for the grass seed that we've just sown to germinate. So we're hoping to open that on the 2nd of November.
Yep.
And that dog park's going to be located on Heriot Street, which is right next to the O'Keefe Rail Trail trailhead. So there'll be plenty of off-road parking available. It's a pretty big site. It's about 8,500 square metres, and it's going to be enclosed by a 1.8-metre high fence, which will have multiple airlock gate entry points. It'll have a separate large dog area and a separate small dog area, and they'll both be serviced by drinking fountains, so drinking fountains both for the dogs and for us humans. And we're also going to try something a little bit different, that we're going to put a water trough in a large dog area down there to allow for a little bit of water play, which should be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I guess that's the thing, is to make sure that there are a number of varying sensory experiences for the animals in the park, so they can have long grass here or a tree there or a pond there, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we are trying to, it's funny, they're kind of a little bit like parks, and that we're trying to diversify the experiences which the different dog parks will provide. So most of your listeners are probably familiar with the Harcourt Dog Park in Bendigo, which is an amazing park. It's got quite a few water bodies, but it's been really good to have some parks which don't have water as well. And we've found a lot of people enjoy those as well, because sometimes it's nice to be able to take your dog out and not have it soaking wet for the car trip home as well. So
true. Well, it sounds fascinating and another great addition to the area. So good luck with the rest of it. Let's hope, we've got some good rain and now some good sun on the way. So hopefully that grass will bed in very quickly and she'll be open on time.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Robbo.
No worries, Aaron. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.